Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Now that the Easter celebrations are over, we may be contemplating some of the messages we heard during the season and wondering how we can align our everyday lives to them. Let us focus today on the empty tomb and the risen Lord. The empty tomb confirms the conquest of our Lord Jesus over death. The price has been paid for the sin of mankind, and our Redeemer is alive forevermore. Hallelujah, he is alive. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, we read, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed." We can rejoice and sing with the songwriter. King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow. Lead me to Calvary. Our risen Lord ascended into heaven, and his word assures us that he now sits at the right hand of the Father as our intercessor. We can therefore look forward to the second coming, when our Lord Jesus will come again, not as a babe in a manger, but as a King of kings and Lord of lords, to reclaim his people, to be with him forevermore. Let it be our deepest responsibility to heed his call, to become children of our Heavenly Father, reunited in him through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Please join us next week.